We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles offensive lineman, right guard, Todd Herriman. Todd, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
I like the look. Looks good. I'm a little envious, you know. hey, you've been around a long time. I guess I can officially say that, 2005, and you've seen a lot of changes. How is Chip Kelly's camp? How is it for an offensive lineman? How is Jeff Stoutland? Give us everything.
Well, you're constantly busy. That's one thing that he's got going on. It's obviously it's different than Andy's was. You know, we're here in Philly. In that aspect, I like it a lot more. You know, we're around our building, our meeting rooms, our practice field. We don't have to go anywhere other than right here. You know, you drive here in the morning. You don't have to drive to lunch or drive to meetings or anything like that. So we like that a lot. You know, there's still long days, but, you know, that's what training camp's for. As far as practice, you know, the tempo's fast. But that's, he wants us to learn fast so that we can play fast. And that's, you know, something that everybody's picking up on, and it's coming along. Like, I really enjoy, you know, learning a new system and a new offense. And, you know, I was bred into, you know, Andy's way of football for so long that I was starting to think that was the only way. And it's refreshing to see other ways to do things.
Do you think that just the human nature of being in Andy's camp year after year after year, and great success, not criticizing it, but that you can become a little bit comfortable knowing the routine from one day to the next?
Yeah, I think so. But I think also that, you know, the front office here has always done a good job of bringing talent in to compete that nobody's ever gotten, you know, super comfortable.
Okay. Fair enough. So you're not sitting there saying, eh, I got a job, I'm easy to do. Jeff Stoutland is the new offensive line coach here. Comes to Philadelphia with great resume, what he did at Alabama, I mean, legendary. Your first thoughts here the last several months with Jeff as you get ready for preseason game number one on Friday?
Well, when he first got here, I was kind of like, oh, man, you know, we got this college coach. He's going to try to treat us like college players and stuff. But, you know, he's done a great job adapting and learning how to, you know, deal with professional players and yeah, still drive and motivate. And, you know, he's got a lot of good things that he does, his techniques and his methods. You know, there's a lot of good stuff that he's brought into to my game. And I'm just looking forward to getting out into a game and actually, you know, conversing with him about what we're seeing out there.
Do you feel like you have a mentality offensively? Is it you want to be a physical offense, smash-mouth offense? Do you want to be a fast, sleek, big play offense? I mean, you know, we all in the media and the fans kind of get caught up with all these labels. I don't know if you feel that way at all.
Well, yeah, you do.
We do. Okay. Right. No, but I mean, from your offense, is it going to be? Look, I look at it and say this offensive line has a chance to be great. You feel that way?
Yeah. Oh, I feel that way 100%. You know, I think that this is probably one of the most talented lines that I've been a part of. Definitely one of the most athletic lines I've been a part of. You know, I'm one of the lesser athletes on the line now, is where I used to be one of the better athletes.
Right. Good point.
But I would describe our offense as a fast tempo downhill.
Okay, so run that. That's exactly what people want to see. Third and one, you're gonna, you know, you're not. You have the ability if you want to, if they call to smash mouth and win the battle.
Yeah.
Right. Which in the past, you know how Andy had been kind of questioned about that mentality of running the football. I sense a team that's gonna run the football with a great group of backs and a great offensive line.
Yeah. Well, in our running game, we're not trying to just cover guys up and, you know, let the running back scoop by. We're trying to move people off the ball and, you know, put the D lineman in the lap of the linebacker. So,
Todd, you've moved around a lot in your career. And now during practice here, right guard, except when Jason's been out, Lane's been going to left side, yep. You've been going to right. So let's talk about we all expect you to be September 9th, right guard, Lane on your right side. That combination is a new one. You have to bring along a kid. Mm-hmm. What kind of lessons do you give him?
You know, I don't try to act like a wise old owl or anything and give him too many lessons. I just, I'm trying to teach him the biggest thing is how to communicate out there in the field and, you know, get over a play. You know, if you don't do that good, get over the play, get on to the next one, because it's this high-tempo offense. We don't have time to worry about what just happened. We have to keep worrying about what we're doing. But, no, it's coming along really well. He's an incredible athlete, and, you know, for somebody that used to play quarterback, he's actually got some drive to him. Like, he's got a good base, and He can move people off the ball, and he's got some dirt to him.
How about for you going back inside, just the getting ready mentally for combat in guard to guard?
You know, it's a little different. You see a different type of player inside, but you're a little more in a confined space, so you're not moving around as much, which, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm upset about.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's good to get out there and practice every now and then and take some tackle sets and, you know, still show that I got that in my arsenal.
Amazing. What, you're number nine, right?
Nine, yeah.
How do you feel about being the one of the few wise, and I won't say old, but wise, experienced Owls here?
That's cool. It's definitely not a position that I ever saw myself in when I was younger. But it's just something that's kind of transformed, and here I am. So
you're a Philadelphian, you know.
Yeah.
You love the city of Philadelphia, do you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Will this be your resting home after your career is over?
Yeah.
Why? What's so Philadelphia? What's so great about Philadelphia that you like?
Just the blue collar attitude, and you know, everybody's always been nothing but nice to me, and my family. And I like the area. Plus, yeah. You know, I spent so much time here, I don't know where else I would go.
Yeah, great. Well, hey, good luck the rest of the way in camp.
Thanks a lot, dude.
The Patriots come to town this week. Two practices, Tuesday, Wednesday. Preseason game number one on Friday. I'm fired up for it.
Yeah, it's already here.
Yeah, it's amazing. Todd Harriman's in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.